Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, wish you were here, wish you were you, and you were here. We definitely wish you would be here right now with us. We thank God for you, those that listen on a continual basis. We thank God for you, you, and you. We send you lots of love and hugs today. Oh, if you was near, I'd give you a big hug. Squeeze you tight. Yes, I would. Just because of what? Because I love you. Amen. And so glad that you're with us again today. It's a pleasure. You know, today we're going to continue to pray for some people. We're praying for L.C. Leonard. It's a good friend of ours, Pastor Leonard in Brooksville. His brother is ill, and we're praying for God to touch him. He has cancer, and he's not doing good at this time. And also, we want to pray for him. Father God, in Jesus' name, we realize today that nothing is too hard for you. But Father God, we're taking that knowledge that we have that you can do anything but faith. Father, we send that word to L.C. Leonard right now, there in that hospital. We send it to him right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that you touch him, touch his mind right now in Jesus' name. Understand that he cannot talk at this time, Father. So, Lord, touch his mind, touch his heart, Lord, that he may receive your blessings upon him, that peace may abide with him at this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch the family, touch the Leonard family, Father, right now in Jesus' name, God. Give them that peace that they need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, right now, let them rest in you in this situation, that you have it all under control right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Jessica Parrish, Father God, there in St. Thomas. Father, we, in the name of Jesus, God, she's having trouble with her pregnancy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, one, God, she has twins. She's supposed to deliver twins, but one is alive and one is not. So, Father God, only you can take care of this situation, Father God. In Jesus' name, work a miracle there, Father. She needs a miracle right now. In the name of Jesus, God, that miraculous power of Jesus Christ, go in Jesus' name and touch Jessica right now. In Jesus' name, and touch those babies. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise for it, God. We expected nothing less than a miracle for Jessica today. In Jesus' name. Father, touch Kimando. I'll learn how to say it after a while. Who's on life support. Father, strengthen him right now. He needs strength right now, God. Touch him. Bring him forth. Bring him out right now in Jesus' name. Touch his mother also, Lord God, who's standing by right now. God, she needs your help at this hour in Jesus' name. Make her merry with whole, Father. And, Lord, we ask you to continue to touch Sydney McKenzie there in in the UK. Touch him also, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Nicole Thomas, Father God. She needs you at this hour. She's going through a pregnancy herself. Father, in Jesus' name, ain't nothing too hard for you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, touch David Neveson. Save him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Michael Simpson. Save him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Michael Whitted Jr. and save him in the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we ask you to touch Christopher Whitted today, God. Give him some strength in his body right now, Father. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Just one more time, Father, give him some strength. Supernatural strength, your strength right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that it is so today in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for touching your pastors, those that are sick. Lord, we thank you for touching them right now, God, making ways out of nowhere for them, name by name, one by one, every one of them. And Lord, we want to especially mention Pastor Clark today, Scotty Clark. Touch him every day, God. Touch his body right now. Make him every whit whole in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory for what you are doing in this hour for your people, God. For every one of your people, Lord God, those we know, those we don't know. And Father, stop by and see Elizabeth, God, our good friend Elizabeth there. Lord, touch her, Lord, whatever situation is. Make a way for her, God. Oh, Lord, she's so giving and love you, Father. Bless her right now in Jesus' name. Multiply her increase in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Lord, and we want to send a shout out to all the graduates today, all over this city, God, and all over the United States, the graduates, though whoever is graduating from whatever they're graduating from. Father, we thank God for them today, God, that you're blessing them in a mighty way. And God, keep their minds stayed on you, not on mischief, God, but on you, Lord, and their schoolwork, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise for it today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now I will give you a little word today, all right? The gates of opportunity and advancement swings on these four hinges: initiative, industry, insight, and integrity. The gates of opportunity and advancement swings on these four hinges: initiative, industry, insight, and integrity. All right, govern yourselves accordingly. We thank God today for our guest today. We have Deacon Micah from I'm Just Saying Radio Broadcast. We thank God for him today. Yes, 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 our guest today. You know, I thank God for guests anytime because them guests helps me out. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. When they stop by or call in, you know, that helps me out a lot. I am so grateful for you being able to do these things and to help out and to say something also. Now, those of you that want to call in, call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Let go, let God have his way in your life, okay? And also, if God tell you you want to say something, tell us hi or give us a prayer request, just give us a call, you know, while we're on the air. And we will put that down and pray for your loved ones, okay? Is that all right? All right. Praise be the Lord. God is good, isn't it? You know the devil busy. Do y'all know just how busy that mean devil is? Huh? He, you know, now you understand why the Bible say that he came to steal, kill, and to destroy. If he don't kill you, he trying to destroy you. He's trying to annihilate the people of God. And I tell you, he has something out here now. Ah, my God, from drugs to diseases to game plan to all just making you lose your confidence in God and in the church. And I mean, he is emptied his whole bag out here in this world. And you know the people just going for it too and allowing it to take them over. Huh? They don't know who's who. They don't know who love them. They don't know who's real or who's not. You know, you need to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's yet near, so that you'll know right from wrong who is real and who is not. Because truly, God will let you know who is real and who's not. You know, and so we got so many people out here today that are playing church. You know, that's what they're doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you know one thing? And they get mad about the slightest little thing, you know. They don't mind saying something to you, but you better not say nothing to them. You know, when you throw it back at them, they is so mad they won't come to church no more. And they talk about you like a dirty dog and everything, you know. But they should, if you throw it at somebody and they throw it back to you, why you mad? Should have kept your mouth shut too. Glory be to God. But you know, that's why I want to talk about something today. You know, everybody's heard the word today all over the place from prophets and apostles and whatever, preachers. You've heard this word about there's a shift going on. Now, didn't you hear that? You heard that word. Everybody is talking about that. All right, let's start with, I'm going to start with a scripture today. And thank you for listening, those of you that are listening. Those that don't, well, you know, you got a problem. Ah, praise God. But I'm coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And the 26th verse I'm going to start at, okay? It says, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And we're going to go to the 27th. And this word, yet once more, signifies the moving of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. See, let's just put it this way today. The gears are shifting. You know that, right? Now, the word is God is coming to pass. All everything that he said is coming to pass, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you can see it or not, it's coming to pass. Men's hearts are failing them, for what they see is coming upon the earth. The hearts are failing them, see, because things have shifted. God have put these things into a shifting mechanism that he has shaken everything. If you have no foundation, if you have nothing, not a leg to stand on, if you are in doubt of your salvation, you will be moved. You will be moved. Yes, you will. What does a gear mean? You know, now, y'all think about the gears in a car, don't you? Basically, that's what you think about. And that gear that's in that car, in your transmission, it do what? Transmit motion. You change the speed, and you go into a different direction. Is that right? Now, let me tell you. I thought about when this earthquake. The psalmists are hitting all over the place, and the the one of those big ones that hit, it changed the time, huh? Man's time. Now you can set your clock back or forward all you want to, but the Bible has come to pass. He said that except there be, you know, this moving is going on. So no flesh will be saved. If there wasn't a shortening of the time, there would be no flesh saved. Now, when you get up in the morning, by the time you get up, turn around and get prepared for work, it's almost time to leave work by the time you get there. And you don't have time to finish this or that or the other because the time has slipped away from you. Don't you remember that? Are you looking? Do you see it? Oh, something here, huh? Things have changed. They have shifted because God is the one that is shifting. Huh? I know you want to be shifted into being rich and famous and all of that. You want to be shifted into that. Well, I'm telling you now, I don't know whether you ever will or not, okay? But I do know this, huh? The speed of light, the speed of light and the speed of life is going on now. It's passing by fastly, huh? It's going by so fast to you don't even hardly know what day it is. You see what I'm saying? Now, you can't adjust nothing because this is God's doing. God is shifted gears upon man. And he's saying to you to get in a hurry. Stop all your game plan. Stop all your madness. Stop all this stuff you've been doing and you know it's wrong. Stop your hating, you see. The gears have shifted, for you to begin to love people, love the ones you don't love, love the ones you thought you hated. Start loving them. Shift them gears right now. Go into this direction of love now instead of so much hate and animosity. I ain't never seen so many church people with so much animosity. You can't even say good morning to them like they find something wrong with that. Don't even make sense, do it? Why? Because the enemy have shifted you into a direction of finding fault, finding everything wrong, why you don't want to be bothered with them, why you don't want to talk to them, why do you want to have nothing to say? I know you mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. So is you the devil? Come on now, talk to me. If you the devil, then you mad. Because the truth is still a light. You can fit this description. You have shifted from one emotion to another. You get the picture. Hello, come on now. See? That's what you do. You just like one of them old transmissions, It's just keep a shifting. You shift the gear and it ain't going nowhere. You shift it that way and it don't go nowhere. You shift it this way and it don't go no place. So you stand still, You need to get fixed. And I mean fixed in Jesus. This is what I'm talking about. Fixed in the word of the living God. This is what the church world needs. And you know we want to find everything to put in the church, in its place, entertainment. We want to have more singing and dancing. Singing is good. We need singing, and it makes the church feel good. You know, to start off with singing, it brings in the anointing and all. But you want to have what? A nightclub scene. You want to have one of those kind of hip-hop going on and all of that and all of that. What's wrong with the songs of Zion? What's wrong with us pleading the blood? We done took the blood out the church when the blood is the most significant part of the church is the blood of Jesus. We have shifted gears to the point where, what? We don't want to sing about the blood. That's old-fashioned. We want to sing, be contemporary. We want to be hip-hop. We want to be country and western. We want to be everything but what God wants us to be. You have shifted your gears in the wrong direction. Huh? That's it. You shifted in the wrong direction. Maybe you got a gear shift in your car that it does not belong in there. You may have the wrong one in your car. You put it in yourself. You didn't seek a mechanic. You didn't seek somebody was professional. So you just put one in there, and so you tried to make your Chevrolet, your Volkswagen out of Cadillac. Huh? So things ain't working so good. In other words, you're trying to be what you shouldn't be. You're trying to be that which God didn't ordain you to be. Do you hear me now? I know. I know you don't want to listen. You may not listen no more. And I know some of them ain't going to listen no more, because when you tell them the truth, when they try to sound on you and you tell it back to them, they get mad. I know how it is. I know how the thing goes, you know. But it's all right, too. You missing your time with God. You just shifted out of place. Huh? You shifted out of place. See, when you do not look at yourself, the stones you throw, when somebody pick up one and throw back at you, you get mad. Ain't that the truth? Come on now, it's just the truth anyhow. And what it is, what's going on today, huh? We shifting back and forth. We don't know where we want to be. We don't know which way we want to go, because we shift back and forth. And I'm sorry to say the church has to pay the price for your shifting. You can't shift into the place where you should be, where you can grow and go in Jesus Christ. You begin to shift at other places where you try to use an apple, so you're trying to hang on to an orange tree. See, you're over there trying to be grafted into an orange when you know you were apple. So you just made a bad shift. You did not be, replace. You know, let's replace the motor in your car. Huh? And when you replace it, you get the same type of motor, because you want the car to run right now, don't you? Is that right? So why can't you do that with church? Why can't you do that with God? I know. I feel somebody right now. You're not in the position where you're supposed to be, because you're mad. Well, I guess I affect people that way, you know. Glory be to God sometimes. Ain't no sense in getting mad. I ain't mad with you. I'm not mad with you. We can exchange words without, you know, getting crazy and all of that. You see what I'm saying? So let's switch away from the animosity. Let's pull a switch now. Pull the switch right now, huh? Because we're supposed to be in Jesus Christ. Why can't you just be in Jesus instead of in all this other stuff? You claim it's important. It ain't got nothing to do with the Lord. You want to be popular. You want to be seen, but you know they're not showing you enough for the attention. Are you a baby? Get out of that baby diapers right now. Take them off. Because you're not a baby, you're a grown-up person, and now you want somebody to give you all the attention and nobody else. Well, if they pay too much attention to this person and that person. Yeah, I know. It was a little silence right then, wasn't it? But we're going to get some change here, huh? Because when you shift the right gear, you go into the direction God wants you to go. This is where you go. And you say what God wants you to say. You don't sit up and try to make a person feel bad, and then when they throw your words back at you, you get mad. You don't do that. That's not right. Hmm? You're not up to speed. Let's put it this way. You're just not up to speed. Can you get the picture? Oh, you don't hear me right now. Praise God. Now, listen. Everything that's going on is your emotions, huh?
Yeah.
People put a whole lot of stuff in their emotions. They want to say, well, I'm just ignoring that. Well, if it's the right thing, if somebody is hating, if somebody is cussing and carrying on, you know, ignore it. Yes. Ignore it. Let them not get into your emotions, that your emotions in turn show up in an ugly way. Huh? Come on, let's talk about this thing now. Because you know God has shifted things, huh? If he's shifting the earth, huh? The seas, they're changing, huh? Your city is changing, huh? A flood come along and it changes your city, your street. Something has washed off. Something has washed away, washed out. It has changed directions. Therefore, when you see your map, it's not the same anymore because it just shifted its gears and it went into another direction. Maybe it dried up. Maybe the creek dried up. Huh? If the creek dried up, you don't see a lake there on that map no more. Things have shifted. Huh? They are not in the same dimension that they were in the beginning. Now, when you get out of Christ and you start doing all these other ugly things and saying these ugly things and you're emotional all the time, something has changed. Your walk with God has changed. I know. Praise God. See, the listening audience changes daily on the radio, so we can't just talk about the same thing every time because it shifted and it changed. Your problems change. Come on, talk to me now. Things change in your life. Your situations change. People change in your life, too. Do you get the picture, huh?
Amen.
So if things are changed, that means something has shifted. God is bringing forth something else in your life. And why do you think God bring you from one level to the other? Because he has to shift gears in your life in order for you to obtain the destiny that he has already set up for you. I hope you got that. Did you get that? I sure do. See, you want the familiar all the time, the familiar all the time. Huh? And God is not about the what you are familiar with. He takes you out of the things that you are familiar with all the time, and he takes you in a new direction, like today, this day. You know, praise God, as you the longer you stay with Christ, the more you will understand the fact that there's always the gears shifting in one way or another, because in order to get you to your destiny, you cannot remain the same. Do you get the good picture? You either going to be top quality, first quality, or you going to be that irregular quality. You know that stuff they sell in some stores, say irregular, on of it you see stamped on it, irregular. That means it's not of top quality. It's not the best that God has. And if God is trying to work on you, you and you, to be top quality, then therefore, there has to be a shift. There has to be a change. Do you hear what I'm saying? In order to obtain the quality that God wants you to be. And you're going to have to take the good with the bad. Listen, you want everything to be easy, everything to be good all the time. You want the peaches and cream all the time. Sometimes it ain't no peaches and cream. It's them pineapple skins.
Now, you know those pineapple skins are not peaches and cream. Huh? Sometimes you have to go through that. In order to be top quality, you have to get some thorns on the roses. You can't take knife and cut the throat, scissors or whatever, and take the thorns off the roses all the time because the roses are beautiful, so you don't want nothing on there painful. Huh? You have to take it all together to obtain the essence of a rose. Yes, yes, yes. Do you get it? So get in position today because, let me tell you, God is about to make a change in your life right now. Right now, he's got to give you an overhaul. You know, sometimes you take your car in and you get overhauled, don't you? You want it to test it and see what is wrong from top to bottom. You want it to be in perfect working condition, don't you? So when you start going in the direction you got to go in, you don't want no breakdowns, do you? You don't want no breakdowns in your body. You don't want no breakdowns in your life, your emotions. You want to stay on top of everything because you want to be all you can be, and all that God wants you to be is what you want to be. So why not let God change? You know you need a change. Why don't you let God change instead of you trying to do what you want to do? Everybody want to do what they want to do and not what God say do. And they always want to pass the buck. It's always the other person. Ain't the other person, it's you. See? Think about yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and find out that you are the real you. This is it. I need to make a change. God is talking to me. I need to make a change. My emotions need to make a change. My ideals need to make a change because I want to grow and go in Christ. I want to pass from death into life. This is what I want to do. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself what you need. Not try to be something that you're not. And my God, all them know-it-all people, Lord, have mercy. You need to shift right now. You need to shift. And you know, we were just thinking about some things that happen, you know, and it's almost make you don't want to talk to people. Huh? But you know you can't live in a life without talking to people. That's why they're there, so that you can talk to them, huh? Have some relationships with somebody, whether they like you or not. See, you know, several people I have talked to and I just made a passing remark. And one person I asked them to pray for something, and when I did, they jumped on me like I had stole something or cussed them out or something, and I said, well, what did I say? All I did was ask them if they would pray, and I'm still trying to figure out, well, Lord, what did I say? Was in that something I don't know was in there, or, you know, a message, undercovered message was under there somewhere, you know, and I'm still trying to find out today what it was. And then another one, I just asked another thing about them praying, by praying. Maybe I shouldn't use the word prayer. Is that it? I don't know, because they jumped on me with both feet, and I mean, they tore my head a mess. And I'm still trying to figure out, well, what did it say? What did it do? All I did was talk about prayer. That's all I did, but is that a cuss word or something? You know, and what is it? It's only the enemy that's riling people up. It's only enemy trying to get you out of your rest and to lose friendships and fellowships and every other ship there is. He trying to make a mess in your life. See, things have shifted to the point the enemy is loose now and people's little is not stable in Christ Jesus, so therefore they use that to cause a ruckus. This is what's happening. And you don't even know the devil working on you. See? You don't know the devil working on you. You don't like this one. And you don't, I don't want them in my business. What business? You ain't got none. It's God's business. You don't know who can help you. The very person you shun from is the one that can help you, got the answers you need, and you don't even know it because you're too busy being yourself. I told y'all about being, I'm me. I'm just me. Me better get rid of me and let the I be Christ. This is where you should be. I know, you don't care. I don't want to hear that, what she talking about. Well, then if your ears are tuned in today, you needed to hear it. And I'm not going to back up on, okay? You need to change positions right now because God is trying to take you into a new direction. He has shifted gears in your life so that you can obtain the promises that he has given you. You want to receive them, don't you?
Amen.
Huh? Then you're going to have to take the good with the bad anyway. Huh? You're going to have to take the good with the bad. Think about it. Think about Samson. Think about Samson. Huh? Things shifted for him. Oh, he had it made. You know, he could beat everybody came in his path. He could tear them down, beat them down to a pulp. But all it took to shift him from being successful and a winner was what? One little devil in the guise of a woman. Just one to shift things in his life, bring him to a grinding halt where he was grinding the mill and couldn't see it. Things shifted. So when they shifted, you have to do what? Come to realize of your mistakes. Come to realize I should think better. You know how some of these members do with this, some of the pastors do with their pastors and everything. They think the pastor don't know nothing and say they don't respect the pastor or anything. You need to get to the grinding mill. So you can close your eyes so you can see yourself. Now, I know it sounds a little off, but think about it. Samson couldn't see, and while he grind, he came to himself. He began to know what he had done and what he's doing there. Now he's trying to do what? Repent and make it better. And he began to pray in his repentance. He began to pray and call on his God. And his God did what? He left him blind now. But in order to destroy his enemy, he had to shift again. He had to make one more move. And that move was through to the pillars of the temple so that he can pull it down and take it from off of its foundation. You can shake the devil's foundation. Yes, you can. And you repent of your ways, and if your ways and not God's ways you don't have, when you start repenting, he will let you shake the foundations of the devil. And he got to fall. You hear what I'm saying? It got to fall. It got to fall. Yes, it does. And you have the power to do it when God give it to you. When you get out of self, you have the power to do it. Lord, have mercy. See? All that comes from shifting gears. when you hear the prophets all over talking about shifting and there's a shift going on and things are shifted, you want to be shifted into being a millionaire or wealthier, whatever way you want to call it. Huh? That's what shift. You want to have more money. What you going to have more money to do more wrong? Huh? No, you want to shift into your destiny. You are on that journey. Don't allow the enemy to take you off that journey by causing you with these mixed emotions, causing you with these bad emotions, these, you know, bad thinking and disrespectful and all these kind of things. Don't allow these things to come upon you. Huh? Because then you are shifting out of your journey with your where your destiny is planned for you. He said, I know the expected end I have for you. If he know what he have for you, you want to accomplish it, don't you? You want to reach it. Don't you want to reach it? I know you do. So let's change our positions today. Let's change them today. Let's get on the right road right now. Let's get on the right road right now. Huh? Shift. Now, come on. Put your gears into shift them right now. You got a five-speed car there? Huh? What speed you want? You done slowed down when you start getting out of the position that God had placed you in. Now you got to put him into another speed so it can speed up a little bit to get to where you need to be at this hour.
Ooh, come on now.
Come on. I don't know if it's five speed, four speed, whichever speed it is. But you put it into that gear so that you can get to where you've got to go at this hour. And leave the past behind you. Huh? Stop thinking about, you know what? I don't know. Tell me back. Huh? You see what I'm talking about? Let's get active now. Get in the motion now. Come on, let's move now, huh? You got it going now. The car is going, and your speed is at a normal speed right now. So just point it into the right direction, huh? You're trying to get into the kingdom of God. This is what you're trying to get into. Is that not right? That's where you want to go. And if you want to go into the kingdom of God, you got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. There's going to be some stuff that's going to tremble you, get you into a total chaotic mindset. It's what it's going to do to you. But yet and still, you don't let it conquer you, because the Bible says you're more than a conqueror. You don't just conquer, you do more than that, because you're the winner. And when you're a winner, you got it all in control. Huh? Come on, talk to me now. You know, talk, say amen or ouch, whichever one suits you right about now, because the mechanism is what? Bringing you into the change. Do you get it? Oh, yes, it is. Can't you see it? You started, but you let the enemy come in and change things. You were well started. You was on that road where you should go. Yes, you were. You was moving on up the King's Highway. That's where you was going. But you allowed the enemy to come in and take you over into that dirt road.
Come on now.
Where you're going to get stuck in the dirt. And when you get stuck in there, you're going to start to holler, help somebody, help somebody. No, help God. Ask God to help you, because somebody can't help you, but God can. Get you out that hole you stuck in. And put you on some good ground. My. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, we just shifting gears today. Yeah. Glory to God. And I tell you, when God shifts some gears, honey, you begin to go into a different direction. You go in the direction God wants you to be in, not where you want to be. It's about God here. It ain't got nothing to do with you, how you feel, and all of that good stuff you talk about. But you need to know that when he shifts gears, it's for a reason. He wants you to come up higher. So you may be in gear number 2, 3, or 4. I don't know which one, but God always shifts you into the next position where you are going. You may not be there yet, but you're on the way. Amen. Tell the devil, say, I'm on the way, devil. I'm on the way. Come on, talk to him now. Let him know. Say, you ain't taking nothing from him no more. You ain't backing up. You're not backing up. You ain't putting it in that gear to back up. You only going forward. Tell him, say, I'm just going forward, devil. I ain't going back. I ain't going back to what I used to be. I'm going forward. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, we going to let our Deacon Mike have a few things to say right about here and now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that wonderful word about the shifting and the shifting the gears. And as she was talking, as she was speaking, I was thinking about them gears in a car. When you shift gears, you have to use the clutch. And so therefore the clutch and everything has to work in tandem. So everything has to be a timing thing and work in tandem. And that's what we have to do also. We have to work together and work in a tandem. Not only shift gears, but we got to work in a tandem. We work together. Because the fact of the matter is, like Apostle say, you don't talk alone, do you? So why not be together with what you have to be then? Why not do the things you have to do? Shift them gears in the right direction. You can't strip your gears. You got to shift them right. Some people do strip their gears. You know, but what we're trying to say here today is shift them gears in the right direction. You know, because you got your pause. You got your neutral, you got your reverse, then you got your first and second gear. You know, and don't forget, some automatic cars have a passing gear. When you put the gas on, all of a sudden the passing gear shifts in the car. So, you know, you got to look, there's gears in everything we do. And we have to learn how to watch what we do and how we do these things because when things shift, it shift for a reason. It can either shift for a positive or it can shift for a negative. And that's what we got to see. You either shift for a positive or you shift for the negative aspect. And you know, and you hate to be shifting in the negative because nothing is going to go right. So let's try to shift in the positive direction. Let's try to get moving and lean forward to a positive direction. Let's think positive, therefore we can shift positive. You know, because of the fact when God has things for us, who can be against us? And the thing about it is when we shift, let's shift. Let's shift with authority. Let's shift straight. Let's shift where we understand where we're going. A lot of people don't understand where they're going in the Lord, and this is where we have to. This is where we have to guide them in the right that way. We have to be their GPS to guide them in the right direction. You know, when the GPS say turn left here, you know we have to be the one to tell them turn left here. Don't go there. We have to be the one to stand up and let them know who's what and what's what. Where do we have to go? How do we have to understand? I would like to know is when we shift and we shift in that motion, when we get that motion going, where do we want to go? How do we want to get there? Do we want to get there fast or do we want to get there slow? That's up to you in that aspect. If you're in a hurry, then you're going to shift and you're going to go fast. You're going to be speed shifting. But if you take your time, you'll get there safely. And this is the thing. We want you to get there safely. We want to get you there with the abundance of the love of Christ. Not shortchanging yourself, not getting yourself in the wreck, because sometimes you can move too fast and you be ahead of the game, and therefore you're going to miss out. We don't want you to miss out. We want you to continue to grab hold, to gravitate toward the Word of God, to issue the Word of God. The Word of God is excellent, but the point of the matter is we got to understand what we're doing. We got to shift right into it. We got to stay into it and stay empowered in the Word of God. And once we choose that Word of God, we should be able to accomplish anything that we need to accomplish, because the Word of God will keep us there and will keep us in order. And once we stay in order, we'll be all right. We'll learn to activate different things. We'll learn to activate different gifts. As I said on the program a couple of weeks ago, we need to learn to activate all these gifts that we have. See, a lot of people have different gifts and gifts that they can do in the church and things that they can do, but a lot of times they don't use them. A lot of times they rather put their gear in reverse. And this is what we have to understand. They want to put their gear in reverse. So we need to get to where we have to be to find out where we're going. What are we doing? Do we understand what the Word of God is saying to us? Do we understand what people are saying to us about the Word of God? And this is what the shifting is all about. Let's be able to shift with the Word of God, and let's not try to shift with the world, because the world seems to be off its axis. And we need to try to get ourselves back on the axis, you know, because once we're off the axis, timing is off and all of this is off. And so we got to get back into it and get involved. And this is what I mean by get involved is get involved in your church activities. Get involved with what's going on in the church. Get involved with your other brothers and sisters in the church. See, and that's another problem that people don't have. They don't want to get involved with the other people in the church. And how can the church be together if you don't get involved with others in the church? You know, and the thing is, when you don't get involved with others in the church, that creates a divide. And this is what we're trying not to have, a divide, because there's too much division in the church world as it is on its own. We don't need to create more division inside your church. What you want to do is tone it down, downshift your gears, get in line, get in step, take it a little easy. You'll get there. You'll get there in one piece. You know, you don't want to fly by night. You don't want to fly because sometimes when you fly, you miss. You don't want to miss. You want to stay on top of things. You want to be involved. Let's stay involved, people, and stay involved with the Word of God. Let's stay involved with Christ so that we can understand where Christ is and how he's going to do for us, and he's going to do for me and he's going to do for you. Because I know if he did it for me, he can do it for you. And that's the way I feel about it. I don't know about you, but that's the way I feel about it. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. If he saved me, he can save you.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Amen. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you what, gear are you in? Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, and you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it with someone else that you know that is going through. Just need an encouraging word. God is good. He belongs to everybody, not just to you, okay? Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. at 11 p.m. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I Am Just Saying, and that's every Monday at 3 p.m. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211, every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, at times, we have Bishop Porter there sitting in with him, so you can call. You need prayer, you know, you just want to ask a question, come on, support, and call in. We are still looking for donations to get a van or a bus to transport some elementary kids that's walking to and from school along a busy highway. And we're just asking you to just show the love and just think about if it was your child, what would you want for your child, knowing that they are not able to catch the bus? Yes, school is finishing right about now, but just remember, August is right around the corner, and they go back to the same routine again. You can send your donation, and again, no donation is too small or too big. Even if you want to donate the bus or the van, and we please ask that it is in running condition, decent, okay? You can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704, and that's to the City of Victory. I tell you, God is an awesome God, and he would not leave you once you bless God's people. Till then, you be blessed, and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Oh, when I let go.
let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it.